WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Heathers is a new film about contemporary high school life. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
So you thought the era of the teen comedy was safely past. I had hoped so, too. But the biggest surprise hits of the last several weeks have been Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, a kids' movie whose message seems to be that it's totally cool to be stupid, and Lean on Me, an attempt to turn a neo-fascist school principal into a father figure for young audiences who, quite reasonably, find high school terrifying. And now comes Heathers, a high school movie, and moreover, a high school movie that's nothing less than brilliant. It's inventive and funny and scary enough to revive the genre single-handed. One of the most powerful memories I have of high school is how dramatic everything felt. How consumed one could become by the inequities and complexities of high school society. I remember thinking that, however old I got, I would never forget that drama in all its intensity. But of course I have over the years. The makers of Heathers have not. The sensibility behind this movie is young, very close to the outrage that high school inevitably stirs in sensitive young hearts. But the movie isn't maudlin. Instead, it's darkly satirical. Heathers begins as a send-up of high school cliques and the cult of popularity. The three coolest girls in the school, all brittle young beauties named Heather, are cultivating a new friend, Veronica, played with the most winsome delicacy by Winona Ryder. Veronica wants to be a celebrated social queen like the Heathers, but she can't help being revolted by their cruelty. And it's not until she meets a leather-jacketed outsider called Jason Dean, J.D. for short, that she feels able to articulate her angst.
Is your life perfect?
Oh, yeah, I'm on my way to a party at Remington University. No, my life's not perfect. I don't really like my friends.
Yeah, I don't really like your friends either.
Well, it's just like there are people I work with and our job is being popular.
Maybe it's time to take a vacation.
JD is played by Christian Slater, who has gone from being the snivel-nosed wonk you might remember from The Name of the Rose to a snarly young stud doing a flagrant Jack Nicholson imitation. His JD disapproves of the Heathers, at least as much as Veronica does, but with a difference. At heart, Veronica's a nice kid. JD, however, is something of a psychopath, willing to commit the most ghastly deeds in order to correct the school's social imbalances. Quickly, Heathers goes from being a sharp parody of the quest for popularity to something very strange. It turns its gleeful, satirical eye on teenage suicide, of all things, and its vision grows bleaker and more claustrophobic by the second. The writer, a first-timer named Daniel Waters, has concocted a slick and convincing high school slang, and the director, another first-timer named Michael Lemon, has style to burn. Even when Heathers is ragged, and it often is, especially at the climax, it's always compulsively watchable. This is an icy film, smirky and brainy and sometimes rather forbidding. You can feel monstrous egos pulsating behind the celluloid. And many audiences may feel that the filmmakers go too far. This isn't fun anymore, they may want to scream. But for me, some of the best fun to be had at the movies comes when all your expectations are overthrown. And in that way, Heathers succeeds brilliantly.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.